Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And we're sorry about the little delay in launching here, but I digress. The show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as mobistrippress.com, and the phone lines are actually open today. I don't have any big guests or anything else scheduled in the near future for this week, so it's more or less a good vehicle for us to rant on the problems du jour. And to me, as far as the show goes, it's the problem is, and it will always be, the compliance to the Constitution and the failure of our government in doing the right thing, and more importantly, our state governments in doing the right thing and asserting their authority over this. The three reasons why you want to download the podcast and actually stay abreast with the content on the show, first of all and foremost, this is the only show on the airway and in the airwaves and in the internet, as well as in contextual context, that we can actually assert without anybody refuting the argument that this is the constitutional solution to federal government overreach. The content on the show, reason number two, will refer to content in previous shows. So for you to stay abreast and understand republicanism, Platonism, and so forth, you really need to download these podcasts so you can stay abreast with this content and information. Number three, bear in mind the content on the show is not ephemeral. It is a thing that will surpass the test of time, and so it is not temporary at all. Things that we talk about regarding the Constitution will always remain relevant historically. And so one other thing I want to point out is that, as I've been trying to point out, we've got this crowdfunding effort that's going to be launching soon, and I want you to understand that you can actually contribute to this effort as far as affecting the restoration of the Constitution, reclaiming the Republic. There's lots of you that happen to live in really dark blue states, but there will be mechanisms and ways you'll be able to contribute directly in helping motivate those few states that actually are little bastions of conservatism to get this thing started. I will say this, that it is a pretty well-known fact that it was California that got Trump in office because there were millions of conservatives in California pleading to Ohio and Iowa and some of these other battleground states during the election that they asked you voters in those states to get out, make sure you get out, make sure you go vote and so forth. So they were doing a lot of phone calls and a lot of pleading so that they would not have to suffer and endure another 4 years of a progressive in office ramming down more. I mean, it's California already has to live with communism with their current republic government within the state. So I'm sure that they did not want to see even more communism government forced down from the national level as well. So there are plenty of ways that you will be able to either donate and or contribute somehow, some way. We've got that information kind of coming together. I'm still working with a lot of different people from the focus group, the Freedom Force International, and a lot of other people. And it's humbling, and it is validating to know as I reach out to people, I talk to them about Reclaiming the Republic and actually Republic Review and this process. It is a big win to my sales personally to, you know, find so many people that come along with it and acquiesce and kind of agree, and then finding ways that we can start working together. I'm not here to replace anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm here to retire from this effort rather soon. I do not want to spend 20 years in, you know, becoming a political operative, a candidate, or whatever you want to call that. What I want to do is I want to get you motivated in getting involved and taking back our republic. So again, here's your chance. You can call in today if you so desire. And as a matter of fact, if you do call in, just remember my three C's. If you know me, keep it confidential, be concise. And what is that other C? Be civil. There we go. And so also let me put this out there, because I do understand that there are a lot of hosts out there that are, they can be real jerks. They can be arrogant, and I'm not that kind of guy. And I don't think Red State Talk Radio has any of those types of hosts. I think that they have very amenable people that are, you know, more than willing to, you know, give somebody their chance to say something. And with me, it's really more of, you know, your paradigm, my paradigm, and my old saying, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. The problem is always that middle part, that equally informed. And so it's always good to hear the context of another idea and where that came from. So please feel free to call in if you want to talk about any of the issues, more specifically my standing issue on religious freedom. Does the Constitution protect religious freedom? And as a matter of fact, we're going to get a little bit into this today, but I don't want to play that out too much. What I do want to do is I want to tell you that today I am focusing on marketing. In light of this weekend, it seems someone or something has changed our form of government from a Republican form of government to a democracy. Are you noticing that? Are you noticing that now that people can just get out and protest willy-nilly like it's a constitutional right? Because I'm telling you, it's not. The right to protest has become a civil right because the progressives have wanted it to be that way. The framers would have never allowed such rebellious behavior and such uncivil and lawlessness as a lot of the protests that we've been witnessing over the course of these past half century, since the counterculture revolution, where there's been public damage and so forth. There's no doubt in my mind, had they had to deal with things like that, they would have basically encouraged, and I believe the states would have had laws already, or they would have passed laws very quickly to ensure that a person's life and property were being protected at all times, that nobody's car, nobody's store, nobody's business was up for grabs and up for opportunity for demolishing and being destroyed because the heat of the moment swept the crowd away, like you see in Ferguson and so many other different places, the LA riots, so forth and so on. But anyway, that's what democracy does, and that's what happens when you allow uncivil rest. The difference between petitioning our government and these demonstrations are night and day. And Bob Schultz is one advocate for standing up for petitioning our government. And that is very specific, that you actually petition the government with your grievances and asking them to explain why they are doing something. Explain to you why they are applying some law arbitrarily or indiscriminately. And so I would just ask that we look at the perspective of what the Constitution says instead of what we're being told by the progressives, because we've all been inculcated or brainwashed through the education system that we have these fundamental rights. Anyway, so what is a Republican form of government? Well, in 20 seconds or less, a Republican form of government, by the basic and generic definition, means that we have a representative government. We elect somebody to speak for us and to do things for us as an agent in our government. However, in America, we have two constituents. We have the constituents of the people, where we select our own, and then we have a sub-element of government, or our local government. And at the federal level, that would be the states. And at the state level, that would be your county. And those constituents are recognized as well. And so we're up to a hard break. So as soon as we get back from our promotions and sponsors, I will have more for you. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hey folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, as I was just saying, the Republican form of government that the framers installed here in our republic are unique compared to the typical Republican or representative form of government. They recognized that the sub-element of government, the closest element of government to the people, knew the needs of the people better, and they also had their own separate interests to ensure that the coastal areas didn't basically dominate the interior areas or vice versa. And so that's why the Senate was designed to be the representative of the sub-element of government. That is why every other state legislative body during the establishment of the Constitution realigned and went from unicameral Congresses or legislative bodies. And a unicameral is where you have one. There is only one legislative body that is the representative of the people. All of the states at that point in time, there's a few of them that had bicameral, where they had two bodies, but the rest had single. And so as soon as they ratified the Constitution, what did the states do? They reconfigured so that they would have a Senate that would represent the counties, and then the people would be the people of the counties would be represented. Because you got to understand as well that the Constitution also represents the boundaries of the state as representatives of the people as well, which is why Wyoming, the Dakotas, and several states only have one representative, because they don't have the population. Where what is happening today in these these democratic centers of states, they have actually started apportioning your representation by the population instead of by this sub-element of government. That's why they're ignoring the county seats, because if they had to constrain themselves to the county seats, all of these blue states would no longer be solid blue states. California would actually turn into a purple, because the Senate would become red just like that. And there's a good chance that the Congress might be even red. I don't know, California. I'd have to look at the numbers. But anyway, long story short, our Republican form of government is unique from any other in the history of mankind. And that is why the Connecticut Compromise was so brilliant, because it did recognize the constituencies of these sub-elements of government, the states or counties, as well as the people. To be clear, if you read the beginning of the Constitution, we the people, the original was we the people of, and then it listed every single state. And they go, well, that's kind of wordy and kind of long, so let's just call it we the people. So that was a style change. It does not mean what most people think it means today, because most people think it's we the people, it's we're the government. Actually, you've got to go down to Article 7, and Article 7 clarifies who has the control of the government. And this is why Madison, on June 6th of 1788, during the Virginia ratification debates, you know, was when he was addressing this concept of democracy, he goes, well, who are the sovereigns in this? Or who are the ones that are, you know, the parties to this contract? Is it we the people? He goes, no. He said, we the people of the several states, because we are a Republican form of government. It is the people's government, but it is the states that are the sovereigns, and it is the states that are the contract stakeholders. And so anyway, the other form of government is a democracy, and that's what we're facing today, folks. And that's what you're seeing outside in these protests. That is a democratic form of government. And if we allow them to continue maintaining their grab of our government, then we will rue the day for not doing anything. Because what the framers installed, again, is what I told you, a dual constituency of a Republican form of government, recognizing the representation of the people as well as the sub-element of government, counties and or states. So if one does not like our government, there are only two things one can do about it. And doing that, you must follow the constitutional process to change it. So one way of, you know, making changes is following the constitutional process, which means you are amending the Constitution. The only other thing these folks can do is to leave. They're more than welcome, and they're more than, you know, able to just pack up, just like all these Hollywood stars have promised to leave, you know, regardless of who. Actually, we've had plenty of people. If Obama gets elected, people are going to leave. And if, you know, Trump got elected, people are going to leave. But, you know, those are just empty words anyway. But bottom line, if you do not like our representative form of government and our hybrid constitutional republic, then you either follow the process and constitutionally change by amendment what our government is going to be, or you just leave. but we can no longer allow insubordination towards our Constitution and our Republican form of government. These types of protests are very dangerous. I can't tell you how dangerous they are, and I think you're starting to recognize and understanding this. This is very reckless going unchecked, and so we can no longer ignore these things. To do this is not only reckless, but it will facilitate a complete loss of our liberties and a loss of our Constitution and Republic. Why? Well, if you've ever heard of the useful idiots, these useful idiots are aiding and abetting the malfeasance of traitors, because those in political office like Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer and even some of the Republicans that are, you know, standing up for self-aggrandizing their government, that is all in violation of the Constitution. All of it is in violation of the Constitution. So who are the traitors here? Well, it seems to be coming down to those who are embracing the establishment and the statist type of government, whether that be Republican or Democrat. Guaranteed, all the Democrats, I've yet to see a Democrat stand up for individual liberty and sovereignty and our Constitution. They don't do that. They believe that they have the power of the people, of the democracy, and that they can make any changes they want, and they're ignoring the Constitution. So let me be clear. There is only one thing that we have to do, and that is to engage in dialogue and in discussion and becoming smart on what we have to do. It is another thing to demand change that is outright violation to our Constitution and an outright violation to our rule of law. Again, that is treason by doing such. It is obvious the secular progressives have been emboldened over the past half century with all of the egregious violations that they've been able to get away with in these past, since the 60s, since the counterculture revolution. Apparently, the law does not apply to the progressives, to the Democrats, and the communists. And even this same paradigm, like I said, has been embraced by the nationalist Republicans, whether they be Republicans in the states, local offices and so forth, or whether they're Republicans in Congress or even in the White House. These concepts of nationalizing and being able to do anything and everything without abiding by the checks and balances and the limitations within the Constitution are all violations to the Constitution, and they are promoting, and here's the danger, they are promoting a form of government that will literally destroy our constitutional republic. That's why upholding to the contract, upholding to the Constitution, and ensuring that we're actually in full compliance to the Constitution is paramount, folks. You have to understand how important it is and why you are needed in this fight. They are all moving us, all of these, from the Republican nationalist to all the Democrats and the socialist and these puerile idiots that are out there marching, wanting to take the guns. Apparently, they don't realize it's the guns that defend all of their other privileges and immunities within the Bill of Rights, such as speech and assembly. Anyway, we're at a hard break, so as soon as we come back from the break, I will dive more into this. And by all means, feel free to call in. We are open and available for your call. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our Republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so where was I? I was just speaking about how they are all moving us to socialism. When I say all, I mean the two-party system that we're dealing with in our throes of government today. I want you to understand that the so-called establishment is that two-party system, and we can no longer allow them to rule us in this manner. What we have to do is we have to actually get informed. Remember that reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree, so that we can all kind of coalesce on the fundamental principles. And those fundamental principles should be individual liberty, in other words, allowing you to do what you need to do to survive and what you need to do to, you know, grow and make your life better. And individual sovereignty being giving you the say over those types of things as well. Because sovereign means that you have the ultimate say over your life, your liberty, and so forth. And so those are the two fundamental principles that we have to kind of coalesce on or unite on. And then as we start to get informed on these principles of what we need to do in preserving them and growing upon them, is the next natural step would then be getting involved in promoting and protecting them. Now, how do we get involved? You know, it's going out and getting involved in grassroots organizations, going out and getting involved in other types of organizations, whether they be, you know, social media or what have you. I'm sure plenty of you are already involved somehow in social media, but getting involved in helping other people understand this concept of republicanism and the concept of auditing the contract, the truth about our Constitution. I'm not the only one. As a matter of fact, when I pitch this, or if you want to call it pitching, when I present this or give this information, go watch that presentation on my Take Action page. You just go underneath my two slides and there's the video right there. Go watch that and you tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me that what the framers said that the Constitution was isn't what it is. Because I'm telling you, as I read through the citations and everything else, there's one of two things that's happening here, folks. Either the framers were liars and deceitful people, or we have been deceived by the historians and the people involved in the education system, our politicians, the lawyers, and so forth, and the bureaucrats. We are being deceived by the people today. And I will tell you that the conclusion will always be that we are being deceived today, because if you read the source documents, there is no way that these men that gave us our Constitution were men other than men of integrity and high moral character. And so if we allow them to continue to rule us, then we will become slaves to them, because if we do not stand up, we will be their slaves as they set aside the Constitution once and for all to appease those puerile communists that you were seeing, these kids holding up fists and saying, no longer can we allow these adults and these parents to, you know, to let us be killed. You talk about opportunists. I actually wrote an article in a GOP page that's kind of closed. And they were talking about, well, in light of all of this killing and so forth, maybe we shouldn't have, because somebody donated an AR-15 for them to raise money for their upcoming Lincoln Day dinner. And they were actually backing down at the local GOP Central Committee for their Lincoln Day dinner from even presenting the object for an auction. And I don't know if they've come up to a final debate on this, but it is a knee-jerk emotional reaction to the, you know, the problem du jour. And again, the problem du jour is not really the problem. It is a perceived problem that guns are a problem. As I have said, it is a morality problem that we are facing, because we are actually raising kids that have actually no morals, and we have a society that possesses moral turpitude. And in essence, my post basically said, well, if you're going to react that way, then I sure hope, because if you look at the statistics, more people die from car accidents, and even more people in those car accidents, the highest percentage of those people that are dying because of alcohol, you know, drunk driving and those types of things. And so I would hate to think that the Lincoln Day dinner would allow people to drive there in cars. And I would just hate to think that the Lincoln Day dinner would even offer alcohol to its, you know, guests and hosts and so forth, that they would abstain from all those things that kill, because they're going down this knee-jerk reaction of going, oh, well, we can't have this AR-15 because it'll kill everybody. And it won't. It's the sick, immoral minds that kill people. And if you want to take control of the narrative would then be, well, we need to take back the school. We need to start reinstituting prayer in school, bringing the Bible back, and we need to start instilling good morals back into our youth. And I hate to say this, but that's one of the reasons why our youth are completely lost. That is precisely why. And the progressives are getting better and better at brainwashing and inculcating your children into going against the fundamental principles of this nation, the fundamental principles of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. So here it is. You know, here's the big question I have for you. Here it comes. You've probably heard this before. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to get you informed, active, and involved? Are you going to continue to allow these useful idiot children to run around and literally snatch those things that actually enable and protect our liberties, such as our Second Amendment rights and such as our rights to petition government, and let them continue to behave in such a way that they actually convince the government to throw away our Constitution before the state legislatures even learn that they have a job and responsibility to step up and to protect us from federal tyranny? And so what is it going to take? I will tell you that if you're looking for a Superman that's going to come along and save our butts, if I can say that, well, I did anyway, there is no Superman. There was no Superman in the Glorious Revolution. It took the people to finally get motivated and stand up and stand for their Englishman rights. There was definitely no Superman in the American Revolution. The American Revolution made some Supermen. James Monroe, of course, George Washington, you know, he was probably the top Superman. He was the most respected man after that revolution for what he did and what he went through. But there were lots of men that came out of that as, I would say, superheroes, if that's what you want to call them. But there are none today. That's why it requires you to take action. It requires you to throw some resources at this. Your time, your money, your home, whatever it takes, you have to throw resources at this, just like a lot of us are doing. So saving our liberties and our backside, our derrieres, requires you. Your civic duty does not end at the ballot box. That's only where it begins. As a matter of fact, you either voice your desire to restore our constitutional republic, or the remnants of what we have left of our Constitution is going to be brushed away. Now, I know this brushing away is, you know, seems like a metaphor, but I'm telling you it's not. Historically, if you look at the empirical data, there have been many a times where governments and leaders, whether it be Rome, Greece, and other even recent history, where the governed and those leaders of the governed actually capitulated and they allowed a tyrant to brush away those few constraints that existed in keeping them from becoming despots. And lo and behold, it ends up happening. And so we don't have to let that happen here. We can actually stand up and take control back. We, as in we, the citizens of the collective states, you live in a state, your state has the responsibility of standing up just like my state. All our state governments have the responsibility and obligation, according to Thomas Jefferson in the Kentucky Resolution, they are duty bound in protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. So bear in mind, the Constitution's will protect us from mob rule, but once the Constitution no longer constrains government, when they brush it away, it will be gone along with our liberty and our sovereignty. And I'm up at another hard break, so I will be back to hopefully close on this in my last segment. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you very much. This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile, I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so, as we talk about this revolt and what we see going on, whether it be, you know, the dark state, because bottom line, the government is revolting against its own citizens. It does not like the fact that we're asserting liberty. It doesn't like the fact that we're trying to be a free people, living a free life and bearing arms and so forth. And so what we're seeing is it's been a slow and gradual shift, but it's been occurring. And actually, we've seen this over the course of the past few decades. There's plenty of groups out there that talk about revolting and being a resistance to communism. I think it's very important to make this one point very clear. being able to resist is a fallacy. You may be able to store food, you may be able to go off the grid for a little while, but the technology between forces and the resistance and the government are night and day. And as a matter of fact, if you didn't realize, I mean, they use social media, every aspect of applications and NSA collections. I mean, they have such overwhelming technology that the fact is, if we allow this to go further to a point where it requires a resistance, I'm telling you, folks, it's too late. I mean, you're better off just trying to go create your own little society in some little valley way out in the middle of nowhere that maybe nobody will ever find you. But I tell you, they have imaging systems that will find you with all different types of technologies. It is overwhelming the type of technology that they possess today. And so don't count on and don't continue to bank into this resistance concept, because the Moore's law, every 6 months, everything doubles in speed, things, you know, compress by half in size. They have a huge advantage, and it's great that we can go down fighting. And I know there's lots of noble citizens that are going to go down fighting, but that's all it is, right? They're just going to go down fighting, and that will not stop the direction that we're going. The only thing I'm telling you, the only thing that will stop the direction we're going is the audit and Republic review. It is noble in mind and heart to use force, but I am telling you, force is no longer equal. It's not musket against musket anymore. And you may have night goggle visions, and you may have some form of technology that might be affordable. But when we go into a given area, the amount of technology that we possess as a fighting force, coming from the Marine Corps and coming from, you know, the service, I can tell you that there, and even though it's posse comitatus will keep those forces, keep American forces from supposedly being able to exercise any type of force against the United States citizenry, that doesn't keep the UN and or any other force to coming in and using that same technology. And so I'm not just saying surrender. What I'm saying is, now is the time. If you want to fight your battle, now is the time. I can't understand. It just boggles my mind when I try to understand why American citizens in the FBI, the BLM, ATF, or any other types of enforcement agencies like these can even contemplate the use of force in killing Americans, you know, like Ruby Ridge, Waco, Lavoie Finicum, these drone strikes and so forth, how there's no compunction. There's no even remorse or thought about what these guys are doing. They're just actually murdering U.S. citizens without the due process. You got to be kidding me. This is what's happened because government has this power. These guys are completely believing that they are in the right, and it just boggles my brain. Sure, you know, there has been historical events where in the past, you know, this country has, underneath the guise of bias, racism, or what have you, has caused some bad things to happen in the past. And those things have happened in the past. But today, the mind model of this time is supposedly an enlightened one beyond racism and beyond those types of biases. And so, what makes these people do what, you know, this unthinkable thing of killing American citizens and so forth? What is it that, you know, lets them just sleep at night in doing this stuff? And I will tell you that I truly believe that this kind of and the best example I have is the Islamic doctrine of taqiyya. And if you understand that doctrine of Takiya, then it means that you can do anything to further your cause. You can be, you can commit any crime, you can lie, you can be deceitful, any type of sin. It doesn't matter as long as it furthers the cause of Islam. But it's not, this doctrine is not just limited and not just embraced by Islam. This doctrine is a common doctrine that is embraced in communism and secular progressives. I've said this before, that this is a ideological doctrine that people believe that they need to do anything necessary. Remember that term, anything necessary? Any means necessary. I believe that was a Malcolm X term, that they would use any means necessary to invoke their change. And so that means that they've put aside any conscientious and any moral thought about this process, any means necessary to further one's cause. This doctrine is not the end in itself, but it is a means to an end, and they believe that it is the means to their end. And so with that, I will just say this, that this is why that type of doctrine and why in the early days of our republic, one had to be a Christian in good standing to take a case to court or even to bear testimony in court. Go listen to my previous podcast where I talk about this, where Joseph Story would not allow, it was just a common practice in the states that you had to be a Christian in good standing. Thomas Jefferson was a little frustrated by that because he wasn't allowed to testify in his own hearing of whether he committed treason to the state of Virginia, as well as Alexis de Tocqueville was a little bit befuddled by the fact that we were actually not allowing people to bear testimony in our court system because they weren't Christian. And Joseph Story talks about this in his biography about why we didn't allow non-Christians in good standing to bear testimony or take cases to court and so forth. So let me just kind of summarize with this because the show's almost gone. My time is almost up. I think it's very important that you and I and we all get reasonably informed, like I said, because I truly believe knowledge is power. Now, power is really not there in the knowledge. Power only becomes power when you start to assert that knowledge towards the means and towards the end goals or towards the ends of what we are seeking. And if we are seeking to take control and to restore our republic, then that knowledge that we gain from that has to be applied towards the instruments that we need to move the things that we have to have done. And who are those instruments, or what are those instruments? Those are our representatives at the county level and at the state level. We have to start educating our leaders, because back in the time of the revolution, they didn't take the time to sit down and educate the illiterate folk. As a matter of fact, they were illiterate, and Madison thought they were too stupid to, you know, even appreciate what they were given. If you read the Federalist Papers and some of his other writings, it was pretty clear he didn't think highly of the American people and the electorate. But that was, I think, one of the real reasons why he created, or they were inspired in creating, a system of self-governance, even for the illiterate, that people could, if they really wanted to, be able to get informed. That's why the Constitution doesn't require rocket scientists. All you need to do is really start learning and sitting and reading it. Just read it, and that's how you can learn it. But with that being said, I truly believe that with you getting equally informed and you asserting that knowledge as power towards our representatives, then you can teach them to behave and to act as they should be acting. And I will tell you that it is paramount that we go down that path of helping them and teaching them to, how do you say, helping them and teaching them to get involved and to actually protect us from federal tyranny. Because bottom line, that is the state's responsibility. That is the responsibility of the states. And so with that, my friends, I will tell you that we do have the opportunity and the ability to move forward, but we have to do that with our representatives protecting us. And so this is G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic with your help, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.